Today on Rockin' the Suburbs...
It's not my fault. Patrick made me do it.
Polizei, 3, 4 Offizier, 5, 6 alte Hex, 7, 8 Harris King.
Hello, Rocking the Suburbs. It's Harrison, South Carolina, and I am on board for March new music. March was another great month, just like February. Last month, Bob Mould came out with Here We Go Crazy. It's very Bob Mould, which means it's very good. Lucy Dacus made her major label debut with Forever Is a Feeling. I like it a lot. You got to get into it a little bit more than some of her previous albums, but it's very good. Perfume Jesus came out with Glory. Also, what a great, great return for Perfume Jesus. The song No Front Teeth featuring Aldous Harding is very, very good. Great Grandpa, a new band I discovered this month with Patience Moonbeam. They're out of Seattle, but I have chosen two different artists to focus on this month. The first is out of Munich, Germany. The name of the duo is Spinnen. Spinnen means both spiders, or as a verb in the infinitive form, it means to be crazy. So, going for some cool stuff there. The name of the album is called Warmes Licht, or Warm Light. And the song, well, first of all, I said it was a duo. That's Sophie Neudecker and Kata Burnutian. Sophie's on drums, Kata is on bass. They're sort of noisy, punky, maybe inspired by bands that we've heard on Rocking the Suburbs podcast recently, Lambrini Girls or Amel and the Sniffers, maybe some Peaches as well. Just good stuff. I've chosen the song Geister, which stands for spirits or ghosts or maybe even genies. But I think it's pretty scary, as you'll hear. You'll hear a lyric in German. It's called Verscheuche mich aus Meinen Körper, scare me out of my body. So let's give it a listen now.
Mm-hmm.
verteufelt mich aus meinem Körper. Verscheuchelt 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 mich aus meinem Körper.
The next song I have chosen is called You Have a Way. It's from a project called Sharp Pens. And Sharp Pens is the project of 20-year-old Kai Slater. He's from Chicago, and it's amazing that he's only 20 years old. On this album, it's called Radio DDR, Radio DDR, which is alludes to East German radio. DDR in German is Deutsche Demokratische Republik, or German Democratic Republic. And apparently his father lives in Berlin, and he went to the Radio DDR Museum there and just thought it was cool, so he took it for the name of the album. But in this album, just amazingly good. You hear the Birds, the Beatles, Guided by Voices, Big Star, Kinks, maybe even some Nick Drake. Just wow. I'm sort of blown away because it's done so, so well. Y'all need to tell me what you think. So let's hear You Have a Way. Thanks, everybody. Hope to be back next month with some April new music.
Where you going to?
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Hi, Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace from an absolutely glorious Montrose in Scotland. I've been up here 4 years and I don't think I've ever known such an extended run of glorious weather this early in the year, which is good because the football has been absolutely crap this season and I shall be glad when the season ends, and probably the same as Patrick as well. Anyhow, on to my March new music picks. There's two from me, one from my wife Hillary, and an unexpectedly quick return to the new feature section, which is It's Not My Fault, Patrick Made Me Do It. It's been a glorious month of music in March. There's a new single called Shorthand from Day Sleepers, who I really like. And if anyone's looking for something in the vein of the Linda Lindas, but a little bit more heavier, the Twistettes have brought a single out called All I Want. That's well worth checking out. So, on to my two picks. So, rather like Joe Pesci's line, I thought they were out, but they drew me back in. Unfortunately, Chapel Roan brought out a new single. Well, not unfortunately, I love Chapel Roan, as I think the listeners realise. So, a new single was out called The Giver, which has got a country element to it. I absolutely adore Chapel. I really, really hope she's going to do a large tour next time round rather than the small venue she did last year. I'm at the stage now where I think, should I keep picking Chapel Roan? Because she's a bit too mainstream, a bit too much in the charts now. But anyway, I can't help myself.
On a Friday night, other boys may meet a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like that. So baby, when you need the job done, you can call me baby, 'cause you ain't gotta tell me. It's just in my nature, so take it like a taker.
Second pick is from Scotland's East Coast group Dropkick. They're originally from Arbroath, which is about 15-20 miles away from me down the coast. And the guys met at the high school there. They're now based in Edinburgh and they've been going for over 10 years. They're described as power pop, but they're probably at the softer end of power pop. And they list their influences as Wilco, Teenage Fan Club and Tom Petty. So I know that will go down with the listening audience. They've just been playing in Montrose, as usual, my favourite venue at our cinema and community hub, in an event that was organised by our wonderful local record store as well. And that's mainly to do with they've just brought a new album out called Primary Colours, which is just over 30 minutes of glorious sounds, well worth purchasing, listening to, downloading, or however you like to get your music. The track I'd like you to pick from that is called Snowflakes. Now, on to my wife Hillary's pick for this month. She protests that I shouldn't pick something from her, but she's been sort of quite high on music. There were two choices this month as well, which is unusual for her. Her favourite trad band, Tidelines, have got a new album coming out soon called Glasgow Love Story, and they released a single, Better Days, which is very good if you like modern trad music. And we're off to see them later on in the year as well, so that will be good. But the pick she actually wants you to do is our favourite Danish metalist, Volbeat, who again we're off to see later on in the year. We've got a new album coming out called God of Angels Trust, and the track I'd like you to pick from the couple that we've released so far is called By a Monster Hand. And lastly, I thought this might just be an occasional every 3, 4, 5 months feature. But unfortunately, or fortunately for those who enjoy punk and post-punk music, we've got a new selection in the It's Not My Fault, Patrick Made Me Do It selection. The Twistettes could easily have been in there, but the post-punk darlings National Playboys have brought out their fifth single. They've brought quite a few singles out since 2023. And the song that's come out is called Disease. I'd be amazed if Patrick doesn't love this. And if you like post-punk as well, they are well worth checking out. Anyway, that's it for me for this month. And as usual, I look forward to listening to what everyone else picks. And so long, farewell. Goodbye.
I'm a disease. You said you were yet to uncover.
Lambrini Girls or Amel and the Sniffers, maybe some Peaches as well. Just good stuff.